This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all, to call the agenda full tonight would be an understatement. And Super Don, I know I'm going to be challenged to cover it all in the time allotted. So maybe that third hour is necessary. I'm going to warn John on the board to call the preacher guy. We're taking over. No, we're not. I'm just kidding. But maybe I'll do a little like, John wishes. That's
There's a little inside baseball there.
We're getting some, encouragement here, apparently, a third hour. But we might just have to do that on YouTube or something. I don't know. But my gosh, you've thrown a lot my way, Super D. And what a day for you to do it, too. This is one of those days where, have you ever had one of them? It's there but for the grace of God go I scenario, except add that to my wife's lightning fast reflexes. She was heading out on some errands to go take care of some stuff, head to a local health food store. And then while I'm doing tail end of a training I'm giving online, not a webinar, but a phone training with a group, I get this call. I can't pick up. I say, you automatically say, call you back in a moment, right? And then my son comes down with his phone. It's mom. She got hit. I'm like, what? I'm like, I have to somehow, easily ease out of that end of the thing I was doing and then call her immediately. And I could hear talking. There's a policeman there, whatever. But she's out at a stoplight, ready to take a left. And it's a three-way. In other words, there's a main road and she's on the side road getting ready. And it goes green. So she starts moving forward, then notices a car to her left zooming at like 45, 50 miles an hour, not stopping. Apparently didn't see the red light. And she immediately throws it into reverse. I don't know how far back she got, but God bless her reflexes and God, because this young lady who was apparently looking at her phone didn't notice that the light had turned red and went right through, skidded. And if my wife had not backed up just however little bit she did, it might have been a goner scenario. Instead, she took off the whole front end of the car.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, the front end is made to like, it's like a breakaway. Like, a fake thing on the front of cars today. It's all plastic. All that stuff breaks right away. The car still works and everything, but, it got towed. But it was like, you want to talk about an adrenaline pumping day. And you're thinking, man, that could have gone really bad, of course. And thank God the young lady was okay. Her mom showed up and then I showed up with my son and we talked to everybody and, exchanged the insurance thing. But darn, man, that was like one of those days where I didn't see that coming, right? And at the same time, you wonder if someone else with didn't have the reflex to go into reverse, it would have been. I mean, the woman that was racing through the red light could have been anything could have happened. So, just it's one of those days where you thank God, everybody's okay, and it was only damage to cars as opposed to people. And that was obviously that kind of took over the day. The theme of the day is grateful. I am grateful. So that's where we are today. That's why it's like, I mean, you want me to do a radio show too?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm glad everybody's okay, though. I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, thanks for all the thoughts and prayers, obviously, on a scenario like that. We will eat dinner tonight as usual. And, it's one of those things where you just go, man, what flashes before your eyes? I just, just so grateful. And again, take a deep breath, and we got to do a radio show because, as they say, the show must go on. And I'll do my level best, Super D. AFM, polio-like disease. And here's the headline from NBC News. This is the mainstream media, so you know it's medically conflicted, and they will never, never acknowledge what we acknowledge here, will they? Headline reads, polio-like disease may be caused by several viruses. This is according to the CDC. Now, of course they will, because the CDC never lets the toxicologists come out to play. They keep them buried underground unless it's an obvious chemical spill. If it's subtle, we're going to keep that out of them. Don't let them get out. And let's just focus on the viruses. It could be not one, but it could be three, several. I don't know. It could be eight. But Super Don called my attention to the subheading to this article. Polio-like disease may be caused by several viruses, CDC says. Underneath that, what is the subheading, Super Don?
Vaccines are not suspected in causing the rare paralyzing condition.
What?
There you go.
They mentioned. See, wait. They mentioned vaccines.
They did.
We've won. Of course, you're going to say, but wait a second. The CDC says vaccines are not suspected. Well, how do they come to that conclusion? Have they analyzed the data? Have they asked questions of every victim of this mysterious AFM? There is no mention of that in this article. It is only a subheading. They've made the statement. The medical gods have spoken at CDC. Vaccines are not even suspected. Don't look there. They had to say the word, apparently, because we've been saying it ever since this garbage of AFM mysteries not related to vaccines have come about. Muscle weakness, they claim. It's muscle weakness. Muscle weakness. I mean, there's been death due to this AFM. Total paralysis of kids that were hopping around like bunnies, like the kids are supposed to be. And then suddenly, a polio-like illness called AFM. And yes, we can acknowledge that there are viruses at the scene of the paralysis. But that, in our experience, does not mean it is the cause of the paralysis. The question is necessary to ask. What precipitates this viral activity? What precipitates vulnerability to viral activity? And of course, we've got to go to the CDC and say, bring on the toxicologist. Bring out the folks that actually know that the environment impacts that environment. What grows in that environment? What doesn't grow in that environment? The lack of health. The neurological degradation, whether it be a chronic long-term scenario or an acute scenario, because of a recent exposure. How recent? We can't tell you because they won't even look. The CDC has declared vaccines are not suspected, so everybody, move along. Nothing to see here. Don't ask any questions of the doctors who are injecting. Don't ask any questions of the pharmacists who are injecting. Don't ask any questions of the nurses. Certainly don't pay attention to any moms and dads out there who have children with AFM who point out that, well, yeah, little Johnny got a flu shot last week. Or I just caught up little Susie a couple of weeks back, maybe even a month ago. What's the statute of limitations? We don't know because they don't test for it. In order to get the vaccines put on them, they don't have to analyze it for this. But the CDC has spoken, so let's move along. Vaccines are not suspects in this crime. Super Don, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting that they can simply say, nothing to see here, move along. That's it. We've acknowledged it. Now, everybody happy? Leave us alone.
Yeah, they didn't give any details in here. In fact, I did a search on the entire article. Vaccines, the word vaccines comes up twice. The first one is in the subheadline, which you mentioned. In the second one, here's the only clue they've given you as to what they've eliminated or not eliminated. It says here that the agency still must consider all possible causes of the condition, even an as yet unidentified virus, right? Then it says, but she said toxins have moved down the list of suspects and children should receive all recommended vaccines.
Wow, they use the word toxins. Toxins have moved down the list. How do you move it down the list? What kind of exhaustive analysis have you done? Where is it? Why aren't you referencing anything like that? Certainly, if you would find that it's a virus, you would give us the detail. Oh, this virus has been found in every case. Not even that. So how can they claim it's a virus even? I understand they could be suspicious of it, but why not be suspicious of toxins? Well, they admit that people are bringing that up. People are bringing the vaccine issue up, but they're quick to dismiss it because they don't want that to catch fire. No pun intended with all the fires that are going on, because that could put a real, what would you call it, wrench in their ointment of forced vaccination, compliance through deceit, through fear, through lies. So let's go to the parents on this issue. We covered this, I think, a few days ago. Headline reads at CNN about these parents. It's a long article. Parents accuse the CDC of not reporting children's deaths from this polio-like AFM.
Well, let me just clarify here that the story that we covered was a group of mothers, moms, right, that were being interviewed because their children had gotten AFM. And I can't remember the name of the CNN doc that we've covered many times before, was talking to them, and she said, if you're going to give the CDC a grade on how their reaction has been to AFM, what would you give them? And all of them in unison, F. I mean, they didn't have to stop and even think about it. This situation, though, is pretty bad because apparently some children have died from the AFM. And nobody's talking about it. The CDC hasn't even acknowledged the fact that they've died, and these parents are saying that they think that they're trying to kind of just sweep it under the rug at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, guess who's back in this one? And I really want to drop words that would get us banned on radio about this woman, Ann Schuchat, Dr. Ann Schuchat. I mean, this woman never met a child she didn't want to vaccinate, never met a vaccine she didn't want to add to the schedule. 30-year veteran of the CDC, and she's like going, well, you know, I'm sorry that they feel that way. I just wish they didn't. I'm like, do you think you might have something to do with the fact that you're covering up, CDC, the link between vaccines and autism? You ever heard of William Thompson? I know you have. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. This is what we're dealing with, folks. They are complicit in not only harming and killing children through vaccination and other means, but then they, on the other side, deny there's any relationship. Say, well, even toxins we're going to push down on the list because, you know, we focus on toxins. People might become aware of the fact that, hey, eating organic food is healthier and they're less likely to get cancer. Oh, by the way, that's in the peer-reviewed medical literature now, too. In the meantime, these people, these kids, these moms, these dads, all left holding what? The mystery? Because they can't ask the questions that need to be asked and point the fingers that need to be pointed? That's the CDC and the vaccine industrial complex here that you'll find out one day. That indeed is the cause.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, I better break in quick. Download that song way down, because YouTube, every time we play Lynyrd Skynyrd or Yes, we get banned on YouTube temporarily. So hopefully that little clip won't get us banned there, Super Don. I just hear it now and I know. Oh, I know what's coming. But for all y'all on YouTube, thank you for being here. And the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. And beyond that, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and UK Health Radio. And when YouTube doesn't ban us, we're on YouTube, too. And Brighteon. So I was just, you know, getting a little disgusted on the break about the mob rule mentality of the political left at this point. You know, there was a time when Bush was president, you had an anti-war left. And then when Barack Obama became president, they just basically, they disappeared. It wasn't ever about being anti-war. It was about, we don't like Bush. We don't like people with an R under their name, even if they're establishment Republicans and or rhinos, as they're called. It was about, oh, no, we just want somebody who's one of us, a socialist, leftist, collectivist. And we've got more of that happening in the promotion of socialism, how, you know, if you call it out for the evil that it is, they're like, no, you're evil. Like, it becomes a shouting match of like, well, how do you define evil? If you're willing to sacrifice an individual for what you call the greater good, what is your action against that individual? Is that not evil? Have you not killed someone because you claim that, oh, if I don't, then, well, the rest of the people are going to be harmed. What does that individual have any say in this? You know, this is kind of the vaccine paradigm where they say, hey, you got to light your kid on fire to keep my kid warm. I've said that before. Now, another theory could be posited here in terms of this insanity. And let's look at the inner cities, particularly the Democrat strongholds. Super Don, this would be interesting. If you can do a map of America to find out which municipalities are fluoridated, Which ones have a lot of fluoride in their water? You'll probably find Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, right? The leftist strongholds are probably more fluoridated. And if I'm wrong on this, I will say so. But I'm thinking that this might contribute to it because fluoride is known to reduce IQ. It's increasing the uptake of heavy metals. And in this latest study, yes, a new study on fluoride uptake, particularly in children, it's related to neurological impairment, specifically manifestation of ADHD. Now, Super Don, I have a feeling we covered something like this within the last week or two, but you're saying this is even newer, or just it's more information to confirm what we've been saying about fluoride and heavy metals. Or this is not just a conspiracy theory from the CIA.
Yeah.
It's something they're really doing.
You're right. I mean, a lot of these conclusions are not brand new, but I feel that it's important to bring these back up when science confirms once again what it is that we have talked about. This particular study came out 3 days ago from University of Toronto.
Yeah, it is new.
So, yeah this is just, you know, more scientific. You know, look, anytime that you try and bring this up to somebody, you know, in the scientific community, for the most part, or somebody who considers themselves to be part of the scientific community, it may not be completely accurate, they will, no, there's nothing to prove that, you know, there's no evidence of that, there's no, you know, scientific, you know, validity to what it is that you're saying. So whenever the stuff comes up, I like to make sure that we bring it up because this was published in Science Daily.
Yeah.
And the conclusion they came to is that higher levels of urinary fluoride during pregnancy are associated with more ADHD-like symptoms in school-age children.
Yeah. This is the University of Toronto. This is not like a secondhand turd school. This is like, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, my gosh, the Canadian university has gone off the rails acknowledging that fluoride is not good for the nervous system. How long have we been saying it's a neurotoxin? Oh, but Robert Scott Bell, you're not a scientist. Really? What defines it? A degree? Really? You can't observe something and report on your observations? Everybody is potentially a scientist if you're willing to use the intelligence God may have granted you, which unfortunately many of these collectivists have not or are not. Dr. Mortiza Bashash, study author here at University of Toronto. Let me read you his quote, because this is most telling. Our findings are consistent with a growing body of evidence. What is he referencing? The peer-reviewed literature on fluoride that preceded this study. Our findings are consistent with a growing body of evidence suggesting that the growing fetal nervous system may be negatively affected by higher levels of fluoride exposure. You think? After all these years, finally coming around to it? Go look. Find it, Super Don. If we can find out, is L.A., Chicago, New York City, San Francisco, those bastions of leftist, collectivist, socialist thought, are they heavily fluoridated? I'm just curious as all get out. Let's figure that out. When we come back, let's talk food. Do we have too much? Not enough? Or is it too dangerous and the health department will save us?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson's campaign filed a lawsuit today seeking to bar Florida's top election officials from rejecting unconventionally marked ballots. The lawsuit seeks to not disqualify ballots where selections are marked in different ways, so long as the voter's intention is clear. The death toll for wildfires burning in Northern California's Campfire
rose to at least 42 people, making it the deadliest wildfire ever in the state. President Trump did approve a major disaster declaration in California. Tim Morris is a resident of Paradise Cove, California.
I'm very proud to say that with our volunteers and group, we didn't lose a single trailer at Paradise Cove. There was no help. You know, everything was spread so thin.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson said on Tuesday that State Treasurer Eric Schmidt would become Missouri Attorney General when current Attorney General Josh Hawley resigns in January to become a U.S. Senator. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. Dow was down 100 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's turn to food. I think that would be a happier topic, don't you? I like talking about food. I even like better eating it. And, of course, going organic is the way that you can transform your future. Again, the peer-reviewed literature is out. Eating cleaner food means less cancer. As Joel Salatin said, have you priced cancer lately? For those of you who say, I can't do it, it's too expensive. I'm like, dude, you know, we cut things out everywhere else, and we made that our priority. Now, if you don't believe it matters, nothing I say is going to cause you to make a change in your diet. And I'm not here to change it for you except to point a little spotlight on, hey, you know what, if you do these things now, the things you think are inevitable in your future are not inevitable. In terms of my future, I could see it being the young, sick child, chronically ill, with grandparents and aunts and uncles that were healthy for much of their life and only got ill later in life, then died of horrific diseases like cancer or the treatment for cancer. And so I made a decision to go differently. But apparently, and this can be, where we're called orthorexic, or I am. It's like, oh, you're obsessed with clean food. I'm like, yeah, I think it's important. But then you got to weigh it out. Like, what about people that don't have any food at all? Right? They go, well, let's go to Africa and let's genetically engineer their rice. We'll put synthetic vitamin A into it or something. Golden rice. That's going to solve the problem. And you find out, well, that rice doesn't grow as well. We didn't consider that by modifying it genetically this way, it didn't account for all other things, right? This is the arrogance of man. But it turns out, despite, claims of poverty and starvation and poor and all of that, that a third of all food worldwide is wasted. Wasted. I don't know. What did it do? Did it drink? Did it take drugs? What do you mean is it wasted? The food is wasted before it reaches the plate. Now, of course, the kind of wasted they're talking about here is that apparently it's not getting eaten before it even reaches the plate. I thought Superdon is like, we have all the food in the world. We put our plates, we put too much, go to the buffet, and then we leave half of it or a whole plate. And then they're talking about that kind of waste. What do they mean it's wasted before it even hits the plate? Are they saying
this is? Yeah, this is in the process of harvesting the food storage, transporting the food, and the stores, at the stores before people purchase it.
Right.
This blows me away because, listen, food waste is something that has been on my radar for a long time because there's a lot of people that need food. I mean, there are. And around the world, yes, definitely, but even just here in our own states here in this country. There are a lot of people that are in need of food and that are hungry. And so
calorically
most of
challenged
the stories
is the politically correct way to say that.
Calorically challenged. I like that.
But
and
most of
also most
say
of the stories that,
but.
Well, that too. That too.
Yeah.
But when you're starving, you don't care. I mean, you want something
right?
to eat, right?
Yeah.
But most of the stories that you see in the news talking about food waste and food that's being wasted is coming from, as you were saying, people just throw it away. They don't eat it or they don't like it or there's but in this case, 1.3 billion tons of food a year that is wasted.
You know what I see in this story? Waste and spoilage in harvesting. Okay. All right. How are you going to control for that unless you're really on top of your game in terms of farming, whatever farming practices you're doing? The storage issue, transport and shops. Now, this is where we say the inefficiency of moving food production further and further away from where the people live. This is an inevitable result. Unless you can create genetically modified food that never goes bad, and of course even, what do they say now, Whole Foods is selling GMO potatoes that don't turn color when you cut them, right? It's just gone insane because we're going the wrong way. We're saying, we inevitably see a world where everybody is going to live in crowded cities, stacked on top of one another. We're going to have food produced genetically elsewhere. We're going to ship it in. All based on that oil will always be cheap and plentiful. And, of course, it's a recipe for disaster. Even before it's a disaster, as this article points out, a third of all food being wasted partly, significantly, in the process of getting it from far afield, off to the stores, then to the people, far from where it's grown. Whereas our problem here with the gardens that I inherited, because I had smaller ones back that Liam helped me start back in Florida, my problem was, how do I eat enough here? Then my next problem was, if we can't, let's find people who live right in our neighborhood or friends that are in the nearby area that could help us eat the food that we produced. And then that would eliminate a lot of the waste. And we were able to do that. But this idea now of, let's genetically engineer so we will, have less waste. Let's grocers freeze everything so it lasts and lasts and lasts. Not practical, not economical. And not ecological. So this is another argument I hear Liam going, yep, grow it closer to home. Learn how to do that. There'll be less waste. Now, what if a bunch of people get together, like you said, Superdon? We know people are hungry in America. There are people that are, down on their hard times. It happens, right? And there are people that say, hey, I can give you food. Let's get together and bring food together and let's get some people that are in need. They're hungry. Let's help them out. But don't do it in Kansas City, folks. Do not do this in Kansas City. They were doing this. There was a big group gathered in Kansas City to feed people who were going hungry. It was a group called Free Hot Soup KC. And the food included home-cooked chili, foil-wrapped sandwiches, vats of soup. And they were getting ready. People were hungry. They were going to feed them. And the state health department, the local health department, comes in and makes sure that doesn't happen. Super Don, what did they do to prevent the homeless and hungry from eating the food that kind, loving, generous, and charitable people put out for free for them to eat? What did the state, what did the Department of Health do in Kansas City, the health department?
Now, apparently the Kansas City Health Department thought there was a missing ingredient in the soup. They poured bleach in it.
I'm sorry, did you say bleach?
Bleach.
The health department thinks that bleach is going to make the food healthy. Or did they do it because this group, Free Hot Soup KC, forgot to bow down and kiss the feet of their local government officials and ask for permission to be charitable, to do a good deed?
And then,
not having asked for permission, not getting permission, where it was not required, by God, I say it was not required, they poisoned the food with bleach. They made it inedible. To make sure that no one could be potentially harmed by, well, somebody in their home kitchen could have spiked it with E. coli or salmonella or listeria. Right? Because you know that's what they were doing, right? Let's just see if we can get some homeless people sick. People are hungry. Was that happening? These were good people, and they threw bleach on the food. And you're talking about adding to the food waste. This was food going for good purpose. And you know, this is the idea, and I've said this many times, and people laugh and they go, oh, you're just exaggerating. Government makes charity illegal. Government makes charity illegal because they want you not to go to churches and synagogues and places of worship that do good deeds. They want you to believe that the only charitable organization is government. And they will make you believe it by force, by destroying food that you would have the audacity to believe you could give to people who are in need, who are hungry, without first getting permission slips from them. How far have we gone? This isn't about the federal government now. Washington, D.C., the EPA, the FDA, they did nothing here. This is about a local health department in Kansas City thinking that it's better to poison food to make it completely inedible because how dare these people in Kansas City not ask us for permission to feed people who were hungry. You want to talk about an outrage? Well, let's go to another city and see what happened there then. Let's visit Las Cruces, New Mexico. I don't know if we still have an affiliate there, but that was one of our oldest affiliates years ago on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we got fans and listeners in Las Cruces over the years. Big deal. Guinness Book of World Records set. Unofficially, apparently, but maybe it'll go into the Guinness. They broke the record for the world's largest serving of nachos. Yeah.
Hey, I like nachos. Nachos are good, but it's interesting, to juxtapose, right?
Yeah.
Here you've got people that are starving in Kansas City, and they can't get a bowl of soup.
Without bleach in it.
But in Las Cruces, New Mexico, they can set the world record on 5,039 pounds of
nacho. 110 feet long, and loads of people ate it. But guess what? Afterwards, did they throw it all away? The waste?
We can be a little less outraged here because they actually donated a good portion of the nachos that were left to the local gospel mission. So, you know, look, I mean, at least they
the only way that was possible is if they blocked and said nobody from Kansas City Department of Health can visit us this weekend
because
they would have poured bleach all over the nachos.
That's right.
I'm telling y'all, the idea that government provides charity, right? Even, you know, what is it? Remember Katrina, okay, is a classic example of the 21st century. People on the rooftops waiting, begging for help. And, you know, who comes in, and this is since that time, what they call it, the Cajun Navy, has done a lot of work beyond what FEMA could ever do. Because they're on the ground or in the water or whatever they are, they know the area more than any federal agency. But here you have, again, a local agency in Kansas City, violating fundamental human freedoms to feed other humans. How many, and this is not the first time we've heard of stories like this, where people are trying to, you know, here they're going around donating food to the homeless that are hungry. And they're stopped, they're cited, they're ticketed, they're fined. There are cease and desist orders. Because government now has a monopoly on charity. Of course, when charity is done by force, it is not charity. The idea that, you know, people say, well, you're not paying your fair share. That whole idea, that's collectivism. That's admiralty. These are the concepts of, yeah, if you come into an agreement like that by a free accord, it's different than if you're forced to participate via a gun, the government gun, the threat to your life, liberty, or property. Simply feeding somebody who is hungry in Kansas City, you will be bleached. I mean, what was the risk to the people around that food? Did anybody get harmed by that? Just being around, just breathing those fumes? Not good, not healthy. And the Kansas City Health Department calls themselves a health department? I think they're more a cause of disease in the health department than actual health. But then again, guess what the health departments also do? They make sure poor, innocent little children are intoxicated with vaccines. Maybe there's not bleach in them, their vaccines, but there's aborted fetal cells, animal RNA, DNA, antibiotics. What else they got? Antifreeze in there? Heavy metals, mercury, aluminum. Again, they're called the health department. Isn't that an irony? Health department. Run. If you hear the health department is on the way, go the other direction, because they're not bringing health. They're probably bringing bleach for your nachos. All right, folks, we're going to come back with some musical healing. A happy story to wrap up hour one.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, boys and girls, we'll try and lighten it up for a moment. I know we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up after the top of the hour news. In fact, wow, World Antibiotic Awareness Week, huh? Oh, boy. We're going to tack on some more infectious disease. We've got artificial intelligence. You'll never believe what kind of devices are going to be talking to you and analyzing you in your home if you allow 5G to continue as well, much less implants. We'll get to that. But for now, let's lighten it up. You know, we talked, I think, was it yesterday that on Veterans Day, we talked about vets really enjoying yoga, helping them with their depression, and there was like a 9.4 enjoyment scale out of 10. They loved it. They loved it. And there was evidence that it actually reduced depression, right? And I talked about, you know, breath and movement. You know, you could do it in many different ways, but this test happened to analyze yoga. Now, there's another analysis that gives you a non-drug option to address aging and the potential for Alzheimer's disease manifestation. And it involves part of what we talked about yesterday, but perhaps in a little different way. The two things that are altering your signs of aging, in other words, reducing the likelihood of premature aging and or neurological degradation, two things: music and meditation. Yay! See, the kids like that. That's a happy thing. Music. And you know what better way to get the music in you than to have it at the right hertz, the right frequency? And was it last week we had on Michael Terrell from Whole Tones? You remember that?
Yep.
We got Whole Tones Christmas. Look at that. We got the whole Tones catalog here. And what's really super cool is that since Michael came on the show, I asked him, hey, can we do something special for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners? You know you're going to be getting gifts for people. And I was thinking, veterans or anybody dealing with concerns about aging, Alzheimer's, for goodness sake, neurological issues, could music be the key along with meditation, contemplation, prayer, all of that? The Whole Tones website we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and Michael from Whole Tones has given us a code, RSB20, to get 20% off. All of the Whole Tones you get with the Whole Tones to sleep. They got the players, they got the CDs, DVDs, the book, 20% off, RSB20. So, what's the science behind this? I'm just so excited that people get Whole Tones for 20% off. This is going to be awesome.
Well, what they did, they took, what was it, 60 older adults with subjective cognitive decline. I've never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they say it's like a preclinical stage of Alzheimer's disease, and they participated in this trial, and they found that the blood markers. Now, see, I mean, this is getting into scientific eggheady stuff that I don't know that much about.
That's okay.
Were altered by the people that either were doing meditation or were listening to music therapeutically.
Yeah.
And that the blood markers were altered by doing that and potentially could prevent or delay Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's so pretty significant.
And they actually have what they call biomarkers, so it's a measurable scenario, unlike psychiatric disorders, like even depression. You know, these the ADHD we talked about, there are no blood tests to determine you need Prozac, for instance. And in this case, they actually were able to monitor levels that indicate these are precipitating features in your blood, for instance, that say, oh, my gosh, you've got some rapid cellular aging going on. You've got some precursors that concern us that you may be a candidate for Alzheimer's manifestation some years down the road. And so if they're talking about music therapy and meditation, again, I talk about prayerful meditation, contemplation, quiet time, breath. That's yoga. You know, however you do it, do some Gregorian chants if you want. But the breathing is going to, it transforms your health. Despite a lot of the things, as I've said, the journey I've been on since the age of 24 when I made my decision, I'm going organic, I'm detoxifying my liver, I'm living cleaner, I'm living differently. And the things I've been able to achieve, you know, doubling that age and beyond, it's despite the environment, it's not gotten better in those years, that this is the empowering message. This is the happy message of the hour, despite my disgust with the things we've had to cover today. That you do have the power. You do have a modicum of control, a significant amount of control, more than you have been acknowledged to have by the authoritarian medical and governmental people, and the media as well. And by doing things different, by taking the insights that we glean from the stories, from the journals that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can transform your health today and transform your future now, so that those things you fear in the future occurring, because, man, it's not looking good right now, by what you do today, you will alter that future. And that is the message I'm reminding you each and every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.